And that's it.
You realize that 420 happens before 9/11.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of funny numbers, and I thought them in the wrong order. I was thinking of them in order of funny, not in order of time.
Minute. Never mind.
What is it?
I didn't have anything, so I just...
You're thinking of a number. Yeah. I love this. This is a good energy...
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 69.
69.
God damn it.
Damn, that's easy.
Every time.
That's easy. This is a low energy episode. This is a Jeb Bush episode. We're doing a Jeb Bush episode for the end of our season. Please clap.
We're doing a Jeb Bush episode in honor of Joe Biden.
Of Joe Biden.
Who is the Jeb Bush of the Democrats.
Honestly, I'm calling it right now. Jeb Bush is going to look real good after this.
Yeah. Joe Biden, man, what a hero.
Gonna win the nomination.
You know, he just says the things other people won't.
He's going to tell Trump in a debate, yes, I think all black people should be in jail.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't think women should have the right to choose. And I think you are a rude baby. And he's going to get standing ovation from all the old boomers.
He's just going to get up right behind Donald Trump in the debate and just like sniff his hair.
Oh, they're both going to out-molest each other. They're like two dogs circling in a fight.
Like a fucking sumo wrestling match. Just trying to out-disgust each other.
Just trying to grab each other's butt. Actually, I kind of like that. Now I'm back in on this.
If he became the nominee, they would have to do like a Jello wrestling debate. That would be the only possibility.
Or maybe what they would do is they would have very attractive ladies ask questions.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be a contest to see who
would be more condescending.
Like, who would absolutely just shame themselves first?
Yeah.
I guess they'd have to have, like, the women from To Catch a Predator.
Right.
Like, trained women who know how to de-escalate and murder these presidential candidates should they get out of line.
We can't elect a president who cares about trains.
Like, Mossad agent ladies. So, like, they come in looking spicy and then, like, you know, like, what do you think about the economy? And it's like, that's a very not fair question. Fantastic legs. And she just karate chops him in the neck.
Yeah,
I don't have a Biden impression.
school lunches. Segregation.
School lunches. I'd like to eat your thighs for dinner.
Ew, gross. I hate this already.
I don't think they're good dudes.
Wow, hot take.
Hot take.
Real spicy.
Hot take. Here's who I think should be president.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
You guys couldn't see this, but I pointed at myself.
I was trying to think of a funny answer. And I was like, honestly, they're all funny answers. They're all very funny.
Being president is stupid.
It's very stupid.
We should like elect only the person who wants to be president the least.
Okay.
Like Mark from accounting.
Okay.
Like to be like, hey, you're president. You'd be like, oh, well, I'm trying to catch up on Deadwood right now. You're like, sorry, there's like a nuclear crisis. And like,
I really wanted to be there. And thank you guys for tuning into Chapo Trap House today.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to be there when Obama finally left the Oval Office and was allowed to have a real cell phone.
Uh-huh.
For him to be like, oh, goody. I can't wait to... Wait, let me be clear. I can't wait to play Angry Birds. He probably says, oh, goody, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, goody. Well, that's the episode today, guys.
Is gorgeous.
So it's the end of our third season?
Yeah.
This is the final canonical episode of season 3.
Why the fuck not? It makes literally no difference.
Season 1, the theme was...
Get to know your friends.
Season 2, get to know yourself.
Yeah.
Season 3...
Get to know your enemies.
Remove a rib.
Oh, yeah.
One rib bone, remove it.
And then that becomes your wife.
Yeah.
I've read the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like the energy we're bringing to this. I can't wait to get a little drunk and just, like, really feel things. Well,
I mean, we're tired.
We're tired.
Because we had a big week.
Big week.
We threw our birthday party.
Our birthday party.
No one else would throw us one, so we had to throw our own.
People
and it's kind of sad.
Really didn't want us to have one. There were letters written into councils.
Mm-hmm. Into different newspapers.
Yep. And no disgorges allowed.
Yeah.
Just like they treated the Irish when they came to this country.
Very similar.
And just like the Irish, we have gotten more racist and evil,
yeah,
and grosser and more red-faced and
we
hideous.
Moved to Boston, too.
we moved to Boston, and this podcast is all about punching kids at Harvard bars.
No, we had a great birthday.
I loved it.
People kept saying congratulations to me, and I kept being confused about why.
Oh,
and
people
then I
were
remembered...
taking it much more seriously than I was. Like, yeah. You did it. And I was like,
we did. Yeah.
Oh, we just. I just want attention.
Yeah, we wasted approximately 80 hours of our life.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Not including after the podcast when we get high and play Mario Kart.
That's not wasting, man. Okay, that's cool.
It's true. It's true.
People bought a lot of wine. Thank you for coming to Mimi's Diner.
Yeah.
Continue to patronize them.
Yeah. And go there. Eat that.
No, continue to patronize them. Like, oh, that's nice. A diner. Cool.
Oh, it must be cool to be written about an eater like every week.
Wow. Oh, eater. I was too busy reading... I'm trying to think of a smart book. I can't do it. I was too busy reading Foucault.
Oh, wow. I pronounce it fuck it, but that's cool.
Foucault. My favorite French dude, Foucault.
Foucault the clown.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, no, we drank some good wine. People brought some great bottles.
Mm-hmm.
We smashed them.
I did do edibles.
Yeah, you did.
And I was not able to make eye contact with anyone, so a lot of our most beautiful fans really tried to corner me and ask questions, have conversations with me, exchange information.
Yeah.
I will say the only fan who really I had a close connection to was Scott, who wanted to talk about Zelda.
Yeah,
and I was like,
cool.
Hell yeah. I think I spent about 38 minutes talking about the Wind Waker.
You're like, hell yeah, Scott, you Hyrule.
Yeah. Oh.
See what I did
my
there?
Goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
So shouts to Scott.
Yep. Shouts to Mimi's, to Bill and Libby, and everybody who came. Thanks.
I honestly think that the Triforce of Courage is us.
Okay.
The Triforce of Power is Mimi's.
Okay.
And the Triforce of Wisdom is our fans.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep, because they are wise enough to put their trust into us.
Yeah.
The courageous dudes. Well, that's enough preamble.
Yeah.
You guys are all probably wondering, yes, I got a new jacket.
That's true.
It's burnt umber.
Mm.
What color do you think it is?
Like 3-year-old chocolate bar. You know, it starts getting the white stuff
yes,
on it.
Yes, that's correct. Casey described it as a pink jacket, which doesn't bother me, except the fact that whenever someone says pink jacket, I think I sound like one of the hosts in the Great British Bake Off, which I canonically look like both of them already.
Yes, <it's true. laughs> so, blended them together into one person.
It's like you put them in a ninja blender, and
it's
you get
pink
me.
If you put a lot of brown in it, it's like if you mixed strawberry ice cream and chocolate ice cream into one shake.
Okay.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking like a snack.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of pockets. I'll show Kevin those later. You guys can't see.
I saw the pockets.
Maybe we should do a photo shoot so everyone can see the pockets.
Well, let's wait until I get my new jacket.
Okay, cool. We'll do a jacket shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Well, that's been the episode, guys. Thank you. So hello, welcome to Disgorges. It's a podcast about wine.
Yeah.
I'm Duck.
I'm Dumb.
And today we are doing Trousseau.
Trousseau.
The grape that dare not speak its name.
Never. It's actually, if you say it 3 times in a mirror, you die of boredom.
So I was actually going to do a different route. So I'm going to finish. The grape that dare not speak its name. That's right. This grape, unlike all the other Pokemon, has never said its own name.
Mine was better somehow.
No.
Trousseau. And it wasn't good.
Wait. Imagine I'm a little Pokemon. Pinot Noir. It's very good.
Oh, man.
I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
I was too busy giving everyone wine today.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a rinse, Kevin.
Oh, thanks. In the bath?
Yeah.
Okay. John canonically cleans me before every episode.
How cool would that be if, like, someone breaks in, like, who's wanting to spy on us, like, and we're just, like, we have, like, little bath, like, little duckies, bubble
ducky
bath.
Ducky time.
And it's just like...
You know I got to get my ducky time.
You got to get that duck on. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's me.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
ducky time.
I forgot about that.
We're all having ducky time.
It was a double entendre.
We gotta really bring the energy levels up. Because this feels bad.
It's okay. We're going to drink Trousseau, and we're going to talk about it.
So, Trousseau.
I suggested this grape as our theme because I bought one by accident. Not by accident. I just bought it, and then I was like, why did I buy that?
I bought mine by accident, too. Someone told me to buy it, and I did it.
I just was, like, at Henry's, and I was, like, gonna buy, like, a Sauvignon or a Chardonnay with like 8 years bottle age, and then I bought this instead for some reason. Like I had a moment of doubt, and then I walked out and I was like, why did I buy this? But that's okay.
I do that all the time. We're like, we should do this episode, and it's just because I bought something.
Yeah, I just overthought in the store, and then I left, and I was like, oh, this has to be an episode now.
Cut that, because I want all of our audience to know we plan everything really well. Mm. I've had every vintage of this wine in the last... since I've been paying attention to wine, yeah. I've always bought this and the Wind Gap Trousseau Gris, which is made from the same vineyard.
Right.
This is the Joli Led Trousseau Gris from the... It's not Fallen Gong, it's Fanucci Wood. Fanucci Wood Road and the Russian River Valley AVA. It is a Trousseau Gris. This is the only Trousseau Gris grown in California.
No, yes. That's not possible.
It is.
Mm.
It is. How about this? It was probably the only one grown in 2014. Maybe people have planted from there.
Well, it's been in... So Trousseau Gris in California used to be referred to as Gray Riesling.
Yes, a lot of it's been ripped up.
That makes sense, yeah. Sure.
There is no longer designated areas of Trousseau Gris.
Cool.
Before this was blended into a Chardonnay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This tastes exactly like cotton candy.
Yes.
But like cotton candy, not like an actual cotton candy, but like something else that's cotton candy flavored.
Okay.
So like when I was a kid, my cousin worked at like a video rental store. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm 100 years old.
Our younger fans might not understand this because they're too busy on Uber getting...
They're doing Tide Pod challenges.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to put poke sticks in their urethras. I don't know what those are. We can
What's a poke stick?
I don't know.
Our fans canonically don't sound, right? So that's when you put something in your urethras. It's called sounding. No, our fans don't do that.
Not at all.
If you're sounding right now, kind of freak. You got to stop.
No, but this is... See, at this video store, they sold like... They were sort of like Italian. They're like Italian ice style things that you like scraped out of a, you know, like you'd scoop it out of like a container and put it in a cup and you'd eat it with a little wooden spoon.
I can't wait for the punchline of this joke. Yeah.
There was one that was cotton candy flavored and it tasted exactly like this. That's the only point of this story.
So Trousseau Gris is a mutation first discovered in eastern France in the Jura region where Trousseau is. Trousseau, the name. Is the same root as the word truss in English, or trousseau is an old English word for a bridegroom's gift.
Yeah,
because this one gives you vigor.
Well, what I heard is it's basically like trousseau means a truss is like a bundle of stuff. So yeah. Trousseau is a diminutive. So like it would be like the bundle that the bride has on her wedding day.
Yeah, I'm talking about that bundle.
And the grapes supposedly when they grow are kind of bunched together like that, so they fucking named it. I don't know why. Imagine if you had to name a grape.
I would be like, oh, this is Craig. Oh, this is my friend Craig. He makes wine.
Yeah, you're like, this grape looks like a chameleon I knew named Craig.
So honestly, Trousseau is really identified with two places. The Jura and Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
It's been grown in the Iberian Peninsula for about 200 years. People aren't really sure how it's got there. I have a sneaking suspicion people brought it. No one weird. Asked me.
I bet you it was like a weird bear.
Oh, I'm listening.
And he just was like, I'll take this.
You mean an Iberian?
Yeah, exactly. One of those Iberians. He just like was wearing overalls and had like a bindle and satchel. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I'm just thinking of Paddington Bear with a little mustache.
Basically,
right now.
If Paddington Bear was like one of those like old-timey train hobos,
mm-hmm.
And he just threw some grapes in his sack and went to Spain.
Like Johnny Appleseed.
Right, but Johnny Apple Bear. Johnny Grape Bear.
Johnny Grape Bear. I just want to put that one out there. I just want to leave it. I want to put it into the universe. If you want to draw a picture of Johnny Grape Bear.
I love Johnny Grape Bear.
Draw a picture. Send him to disgorgeouspod@gmail.com.
Wait. Pretend we didn't say that.
Okay.
We've trademarked Johnny Grape Bear.
We've trademarked it.
We're going to make a children's book.
Yeah. You are allowed to draw a picture of him, but it's our property.
Yes, exactly. Please help us make this book that we will profit from.
If you are a winemaker and you want to make a new cuvee and call it Johnny Grape Bear, yeah. You have to pay us $1 million.
Right.
We're making that t-shirt, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We reserve all the merchandise rights, of course.
So let's not talk about Trousseau. Let's talk about Johnny Grape Bear. What kind of adventures does he get into? No. So Trousseau, it's used to make, oddly enough, because It's grown in the Jura. It's the other red grape. Pinot Noir and Plissard.
Plissard.
Oh, okay. We're having that fight, huh? This is the varietal variety one. And Trousseau needs more sunlight and gets a lot riper than those bitches do.
Yeah.
So actually isn't great in the Jura.
But it does bud break later, okay. Which means it survives frost better.
Tight.
So that's good, too.
I think for about 3 years, actually quite recently, there was no Trousseau being harvested in the Jura because of insect issues.
Sure.
Like it was really susceptible to like the fly damage.
That's like really hip damage.
Yeah. The damage is fly.
But the grape in Portugal, it's not called Trousseau, it's called Bastardo.
Bastarda.
Which is like a sick name for a grape.
Which is also the same, I think it's a name for claymore, is a bastard sword. It's a sword you can use one-hand or two-handed.
Wow.
If you want to dual wield it, like as a barbarian special, I'm just kidding.
Go on. You dug yourself into this
I don't
hole.
Have the energy to talk about medieval weaponry right now.
Holy shit, should we call a doctor?
Yeah, call a doctor. Yo, duck's broke. And so there's a Trousseau gris, is a naturally occurring mutation. These people, the Fanucci Wood Road people, actually in 1981 planted this because they were interested in seeing what it would do.
Yeah.
And they made a monovarietal out of it, which actually Jancis shouts out in the book. Shouts out this vineyard because it's like the one in California.
Yeah.
There, I'm sure there's other plantings of it, but this is the one that everyone knows about. And here's how she describes Trousseau Gris. Flowery, peachy, honeysuckle, pear, melon, delicate, and tropical fruit.
Wow.
Now, this has a lot of skin contact, about 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Joli Led is, that's jokes about Joe Biden. As a guy named Scott Schultz, who's not Scott Storch, which I kept on thinking about.
Uh-huh. He Charles Schultz?
He is Charles Schultz's kid. So he's got that peanut money.
Yeah.
He's assistant winemaker at PAX. He works at Windgap. He works with Arno Roberts. He's like a big fucking deal out in that bitch.
I like this like more than I expected.
I love these wines.
Yeah, this is really fun. It's like, I think by saying it tastes like cotton candy, it makes it sound bad. It is, it has a lot of flavor to it. But there's like a nice texture to it as well, which balances that out nicely.
It's this weird pinky orangey color. Because it's a gris variety.
Yeah.
Which are, gris means gray in French. The way you can remember is Gandalf the Gris.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Gandalf the Gris. So it's got this really...
Well, you know, the New York Times, it's always referred to as the Gris Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lady Gris.
The Femme Gris.
Femme Gris also sounds like a good robot, but we're not there yet.
All right, we need to drink some more
Femme
wine.
Femme Gris hungry.
I like how you pause to just, like, drink a lot of that.
I had to get a mouthful. Yeah. So, yes, he's a pretty famous winemaker. Has a really good pedigree and is very solidly.
I thought you were saying he has a really good pedicure, which is a
good pedicure.
Sick.
We are not going to finish this episode.
I keep interrupting him. Sorry.
He's got a good pedigree and he's kind of known as like. He's one of the, I think, probably end of the new California movement.
Right.
/ beginning of the new California movement.
Sure.
So everything I've read about this is like talking a lot about the skin contact as being a weird thing about it. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, skin contact on grapes, crazy. No one is mentioning farming. Through my sources, I was able to find that most of the vineyards he works with are organic.
Yeah.
I would assume that this vineyard is not, just based off of doing a little bit of digging.
Yeah.
But I did read in an interview with him where someone very candidly asked him questions about natural wine, and neither of them mentioned farming. So you do have to remember this is California.
Sure.
I think that it's probably pretty well done. Old vine Trousseau Gris doesn't strike me as needing a lot of spraying. But
did you say it was planted in 1984, though?
81.
So old for California.
Old for California, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it can never get, it can't get cast in any movies anymore.
Yeah.
It has to play the MILF now.
Yeah, I mean, this is like right in the sweet spot for like what people kind of go for with like that new California movement, which was like an unusual variety and like make it with some skin contact. Like, it's like very much the beginning stages of like what the new movement would be. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, it's, instead of like doing Sauvignon Blanc, we're gonna do Trousseau Gris. It's like wild, it's wacky, we're doing something crazy to it. I mean, but like, it also actually also has like a very good winemaker's hand showing here, like, which is important.
In an interview I read with him in like 2016, he was like, yeah, most people are still concentrating on like the big three grapes, which right. is really important. Like, it's Pinot Noir, it's Chardonnay, it's Cabernet Sauvignon. And like we keep on drinking all these dweeby, like tiny micro allotments of California wine.
Yeah.
But that's all everyone fucking thinks about out there. Well, not all of you, the guys listening, and we're not making fun of you.
But I mean, I think there's part of that is like, I've been thinking about this a lot about how it's so indicative of like California's like multiple personality disorder that it mm-hmm. has, or maybe something less judgmental than that. But like California doesn't really still know what it is.
No.
Or it's still very reactionary to what it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like a lot of the new winemakers, or the last 20 years new winemakers, mm-hmm. are very dedicated to working with different or unusual, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. grape varietals, because it's like, we really still don't know what this climate is. We still don't really know what all of these AVAs are. We still don't really know what you can do in California. And the only way to find is to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks, kind of.
I kind of like Russian River. There's fun things coming out of there. It's all very expensive, but the Jolie Lead line is all about it means pretty ugly, and it's kind of like there's two ways I've interpreted it. One, which is it's a French way of saying butterface,
uh-huh.
and two, which is it's like even worse, which is like I do not know why I'm attracted to ale. But I do like this vibe with these wines. Like, these are experimental wines from someone who honestly does not need to be experimenting anymore, could just fucking rest on their laurels.
And it's not, it doesn't have the bad traits of like really natty California wine that goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no high VA, there's no like bacterial notes.
That's because of this thing called sulfur.
Yeah.
Which, I just heard about this.
Weird.
It sounds cool. So the vibe for this is, with the exception of the 2011 year, mm-hmm. All their wines only see sulfite at a bottle.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an anomaly again for like high-end winemakers out there. Like, this is, you know, like they're all, like, you know, the UC Davis grads are fucking control freaks, and to watch them like just take their foot off the gas a little bit and like let the wine do itself.
Yeah.
This is, I keep thinking about the episode with Ian, mm-hmm. where he's talking about like making incremental change.
Right.
And there's a lot of really awesome incremental change that if we get out of our own fucking asses for once, which we never do.
I think about that episode a lot for that very reason. And fuck, Ian, listen to this. He's going to be jacking off in the corner. I'm not trying to stroke your ego, dude. But you made really good points that I have repeated to people where it's like, what good can you do within the system you exist in, mm-hmm. as opposed to throwing the entire system out and making 100 cases of something that's completely dogmatically true, but like has no effect on the economy or on anything else in your ecosystem?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a really compelling argument to make. And I just think it's interesting and I want to keep following it.
I feel like you keep on expecting me to not like this wine, and I very much like this wine.
I did too. I'm not trying to put you in a corner. Like, nobody puts a duck in a corner.
No, I like it. I've liked it for a while. I actually like the Wind Gap ones more.
Okay.
The Wind Gap ones generally have a little bit
more. Why do you keep bringing them up together? Oh, it's the same vineyard?
Same. Also, he's one of the winemakers at Wind Gap.
Got it.
So this is an experimental line. Wind Gap is a little bit more quotidian, I think. It's a couple bucks cheaper, or it was
like
last time.
Le Pain Quotidien?
Le Pain Quotidien. And Wind Gap, I found, is one of my favorite wines for doing like a vegetarian dinner, which sounds like I'm damning with faint praise, but I did eat like 9,000 pounds of meat last night, so a vegetarian dinner sounds really good.
Hell yeah.
I went to Keen's Steakhouse with my coworker.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go there.
You want to go with me?
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. See you guys. Hi, I'll have the steak, please.
Oh, one steak coming right up.
All done.
Okay. Well, back to the podcast.
Wow, that was fucking delicious.
I love skits, man. We should make a rap album. I have like skits in the middle.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. That was the best part of a rap album.
I remember like all the skits are like the one skit where they're like making fun of their enemies, another skit where they're all getting blown in the same room.
Yeah.
That skit is just,
Wu-Tang was good at that. Mm-hmm. Biggie was good at that. It was a kind of thing where you'd be like, going on like a date with a girl when you're 17. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna put on like a hip hop record. It's pretty cool. We're gonna go see Anaconda in the theaters. And then like the like that skit would come on, and you'd be like,
no,
like I don't know, they're crazy. You know,
we should try this.
What time did you be home tonight?
Now, speaking of people seeing Anaconda in theaters,
yeah,
my date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anaconda is what I call my anxiety.
Right.
I have a giant
because
anaconda.
It's gigantic and yeah. It strangles you.
It strangles me, and it prevents me from having human relationships. Just like a giant snake around my neck,
yeah.
And swallowing me whole, and I think I'm going to die. And this is, honestly, getting help is, you know what? It's not a weakness, fans. Don't be like me. Don't drink away your problems.
I don't know. It's pretty fun to drink away your problems.
It's fun as hell. Yeah, this is lovely. Like I now my here's a question.
Yeah.
Does this have Trousseau character? We drink Trousseau decently enough to like really this is something we can answer, I think.
This hat to me has California character
yeah.
over that. I mean it's hard because okay, here's what we know about Trousseau. Basically Arbois.
Bastardo.
Bastardo, which is in fucking port usually. So like that is hidden by process.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one from California. I mean, I'm tasting a lot of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tasting some skin contact. And I'm tasting a lot of fruit.
There's some really good Ribera Sacra producers also that are doing, or Galician wines are doing really good Bastardos.
Okay. I haven't had those, but.
I think you bought one for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Remember the word. Remember the words.
I don't.
I don't remember. I don't remember it either.
Okay. Well, you should remember it.
It's like Craig.
Oh, Craig. Oh, I love
Craig, the winemaker. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you know, Trousseau is always you know, fruit is always pretty dominant, but it's also like it's like violet, red fruit, and this is all like stone fruit,
mm-hmm.
cotton candy, tropical fruit. So it's very different.
It is like. I think it tastes like a fruit that's been turned to stone, in fact. Not like a stone fruit. Like
wow, like Medusa looked
like
at
Medusa.
It?
Like Medusa.
Mefruitsa?
Sometimes, as I move in the spectrum of, like, I've been drinking, like, a lot of, like, super natty boy wines.
Yeah.
Moving as a shade up in the professionalism scale.
Uh-huh.
This wine tastes really perfectly produced.
Yeah, and that's something that
it's like
I was...
listening to a Katy Perry song.
Sure. I think that's interesting about this. I think that's maybe subconsciously why I wanted to do this episode because mm-hmm. it's like Jurat, even though it's there's like processes and like Jurat whites, mm-hmm. but like their Trousseaus and the Poussards are usually just like pretty simple, maybe organic, but not like not natty. And then the one you picked is sort of in that same world. It's mm-hmm. kind of nice to revisit that because I feel like we've had some natty episodes recently.
We have.
And it's like, we both love natural wine. We understand that there are obviously conversations to be had about what that means, about what makes a natural wine good or bad, that not all natural wine is good. But it also, the same is true on the flip side. Not all, like, sort of natural wine is bad, just because they used some sulfites.
Most wine's pretty decent, is the thing I'm coming around to a lot. I'm sorry, most wine that I'm drinking,
yeah.
that I've picked out and drank is pretty good. I have... They can say the gift.
Oh, geez.
It's like, and the gift is alcoholism, yeah. what do you think about this label?
It looks like California.
It looks a little bit overproduced. Yeah. I don't know if this guy's listening. Scott, I love your wine.
Yeah.
Your labels? Take your foot off the gas a little bit, man. Let the art make
honestly,
itself.
That's what I expect a California wine to be. Label to look like if it's a producer who started in the last 20 years.
It looks like a million fucking bucks.
Yeah, it looks great. And it's like...
A heavy bottle.
Yeah. Like dark, somber colors. I don't know. I think it's... I think it's fine.
I think the Wingap takes itself a little less seriously. It's a little bit flirtier.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that over this, but I'm like... I mean, that's like splitting hairs. I'm fucking through the roof about this one.
I'll be honest. Like, it's been nice the last couple days. This would kill outside.
Yes,
like,
dude.
I don't care what it with, but like it would kill. It's got actually a little bit of weight, so it's like more spring than summer for sure. But those, like, it's good for those days where it's like, oh my god, it's 70 degrees, and you like start a barbecue at 2, and by 4, it's a little chilly.
I'd like this one with a hot dog.
Yeah,
but
with like a lot of relish on it.
Yeah, dude. Like a hot dog. Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna have a bear hot dog. Get out of here.
No, you made a hot dog out of a bear, Johnny Great Bear. No.
I almost forgot about our friend, Johnny Great Bear.
I will never forget Johnny
Remember our
Great
intern,
Bear.
Gunter?
Yeah.
We have fun here. So I don't know if this is true, recognizably true, Zoe. But I'm going to save a little bit of this because I want to come back to it after you drink the red one, I think.
Okay, that's smart.
Cool. Should we do that?
Yeah. Want to pause?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
We're back.
Yeah. Trousseau.
You think you can dance?
So we're moving on. This is the Michel Gaillet.
Sure. We've already had his... We had one of his wines like 2 weeks ago.
Which one was it?
The Fouquet's. Oh, the Melon.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I thought you were being cute. You don't remember that?
No, I do. I do. But I just want to try his Trousseau.
Man, it's like, hey, Michel Gaillet, if you come to the city, I guess you can hang out with us because we have a giant crush on you.
I have a crush on most French winemakers.
I have a crush on most French winemakers. I have a crush mostly on chameleons. I'm going to be very honest right now.
Yeah.
But also French winemakers can get it.
I feel like a chameleon is like almost inherently French.
Oh, yes.
Because French people are masters of disguise.
That's true. That's true. Because they have to find your pee.
Like Inspector Trousseau.
Yes.
He's always wearing a cool costume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool guy. So, yeah, like we mentioned, Trousseau is like the third red grape.
And it's the second fartiest grape in the
history. Oh, in Jura, yeah.
Yeah. And this does smell like grape farts, which makes you really consider why people drink Plessard.
Yeah.
And it's because they get off on that shit.
Trousseau, like we kind of mentioned, it's sort of like the black sheep of the five allowable grapes in Jura. It's difficult, which some people say is why it's called Bastardo in Spain and Portugal. But it's... You know, it bud breaks late. It's really like susceptible to rot. Like if it doesn't have leaf cover, it'll get sunburnt. It's like a little bastard.
Yeah,
yeah, bastardo, if you will.
This does taste like a mossy cherry Coke.
Ooh, that's exactly what I want it to taste like. Like oh my god, I'm so excited.
This cherry Coke got left outside.
Oh my god, there's a bug in it, and I love it.
Mm. Oh no, I think it'll give me earth powers.
Oh man. I'm trying to think maybe I just like cherry Coke because every red wine that I like, I'm like, yeah, it kind of tastes like cherry Coke.
Is this carbonic?
I don't think so.
There's like a fizz up in this bitch.
There is like not like a re-fermentation.
No.
Just like a liveliness.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe they do any carbo. They didn't mention that definitely on the website at all. This is from Rosenthal, which is why it's good.
Yeah, Rosenthal is really good. I actually know a Rosenthal person now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is his name Rose and
I'm sorry.
Thal?
Her name.
Is her name Rose and Thal?
Her name is Rose from Titanic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've seen her naked. And so is everybody.
Paint me like one of your chameleons.
Do you remember that movie?
Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I watched it with my family and it was awkward.
That was one of my first bosom scenes in a movie. That in Interview with a Vampire.
God, I'm trying to think of what my first bosom scene in a movie would have been. It wasn't that for sure.
I watched that VHS, that part, over and over again. Like, what is happening?
So I guess we already talked about these guys, but they've been around since 1874. He's the first generation to actually bottle his stuff. They were just polyculture farmers before that. They're organic but not certified. Actually, reds are all these stems.
Polyculture is listening to fuck.
Polyphonic spree?
No, this is a better joke. Wait. Belle and Sebastian. That's polyculture.
Okay. It is only 5% of the plantings.
Yes.
In the Jura. Because it's a little jerk. But it makes them like fun, like I feel this way like Trousseau is the Jura as like Barbera is, where it's like, this is what the winemakers drink for lunch. It's not like their dinner wine.
But I mean, I feel like Barbera isn't actually not that many plant. Barbera is more plantings.
Sure, of course.
I feel like Trousseau is like everyone's secret little sneaky. Mm. It's like they're like a little side piece because Plessard pays the bills.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir pays the bills.
Pinot Noir pays the bills.
But I will say, you know what the Pinot Noirs in the Jura taste like? Trousseau.
Right.
Just not great Trousseau.
Right.
And so this is... Trousseau might... Yep. Pinot Noir is the Jura doing Gamay. Plessard is the Jura doing Burgundy. And Trousseau is the Jura doing Jura. Do not respond to this. No further questions.
I mean, I don't really get it, but I'll allow it.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Jancis says that...
She's done with Sergio.
Trousseau is Jura vines making violet-scented wine, but overtaken by Pinot Noir. And then she says it is genetically well-connected, which makes it sound like it's like a little rich kid that got into a good school because their parents paid $50,000 to like a rowing coach.
It's related to Savinien.
Yeah, Savinien is its parent.
It has a parent-offspring relationship. I didn't ask which one it was. I didn't think that was polite.
I think we just call that incest.
Are you the mommy or the baby?
But its siblings are Sauvignon Blanc and Chenin Blanc.
Yeah. So
good stuff.
Good stock, honestly. Very French.
Yeah. But this is sort of like the Ted Kennedy of the famous family.
Because as alcoholism, it's going to murder a woman.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it drove a car into a lake on Martha's Vineyard and no one wants to talk about it anymore.
She was dead in my trunk when I found her.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was a great Mayor Quimby.
That's my favorite Kennedy is Mayor Quimby. Do you have a good Boston accent?
Yeah, Chief.
Go on.
So we went to the store. We parked the car over there. You know, went to the Celtics game. They fucking destroyed the Giants, bro.
It's weird because you even dropped the N-word the entire time. So it doesn't sound like a Boston accent to me at all.
All right. Go back to, where are you from? Rochester or something?
Yeah, whatever. One of those places. From Syracuse. Mm.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like it quite a bit. This is the 2016.
I like both of these wines today.
Yeah. 2016, the winemaker suggests 5 to 6 years in bottles, so we're murdering it around three, maybe a little young, but
I don't think winemakers get to make that suggestion. If you want your wine to be drunk in 5 to 6 years,
you fucking hold
that wine. Like, what do they think? We're not going to make our nut? We're all about getting our nut.
Yeah. Coffee's for closers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Fucking the Trousseau is for true dudes.
Yeah. Oh shit. We're true dudes right here, bro.
True dudes, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Ooh. That was a good ding.
We kind of stopped clinking.
Oh, that was ugly. Let's do it one more time.
You know what that means? Three bells.
Three bells.
Time to release the hounds. Yeah, this is...
That's giving me life. That's strong.
Red fruit. I feel so basic, but I like a red wine that gives me red berries and a little bit of eucalyptus. Like, that's all I fucking want. Like, just some lift from some herbs and, like, a lot of red fruit. I'm in heaven.
It's the mossy note is nice, too. It's mm-hmm. like, it's dulling its edges.
Yeah.
Cherry's lovely. I like red. I like wine that tastes like cherries. Like I feel like I am a basic bitch too.
Yeah.
Like when people are like, "Oh, this is really complicated," I'm like,
"But there's a reason why." Like,
can I have some girl wine, please?
Wine people like Gamay. They like Arbois. They like things that have like
this
that
is are a girl wine, right?
And fun and easy because we want to we don't want to have a glass of wine with dinner.
No,
we want to have 500 glasses of wine.
Can you imagine
and no dinner.
Having a glass of wine with dinner? Like, that is so much worse than having no glass of wine with dinner.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, just have fucking water, you plebe. It's, what are you doing?
I love when people are like talking about buy the glass programs. I'm like, why do people buy wine that way? The correct amount of wine is a magnum.
Yeah, I mean, if you're with friends, of course. Like you have five people and everyone's having one glass of a different wine. Whatever happened to, you know, community? Whatever happens
what happened to predictability?
Unions? The milkman, the paperboy,
and even in TV.
Okay, can we settle a dispute right here?
Yeah.
Is the
yes
line,
we can.
Is the line?
I was talking to my glass.
Is the line evening TV or even TV? This is an argument I've only been having with myself for 20 years.
I think it's evening TV.
I've gone back and forth.
Okay,
I've actually downloaded the song and listened carefully
now,
to it.
Now, we're talking about, of course, the television program Step by Step.
No. Days go by. No, that's Family Matters.
This is Family Matters?
Yeah. Right? Or is it Full House?
I think it's Step by Step.
No, Step by Step, Day by Day. That's
oh, different. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Right.
It's definitely either Family Matters or Full House.
What is Full
House? It's Full House. Whatever happened to predictability. Milkman, the Paperboy.
What is...
Even TV.
What is Family Matters theme song?
He's Steve Urkel. He's gonna eat some cheese.
Sonic, right? He can really move.
Yeah.
Sonic, he's got an attitude.
Why do I know that? Oh,
Sonic, God. He's the fastest thing alive.
It's true. He is.
That's the weekend Sonic the Hedgehog show.
Right.
The weekday Sonic show was for babies. The weekend one was for grown-ups.
The weekend one canonically fucked.
It had violence.
Yeah.
And the weekday one was so silly. I didn't like it. I always liked Sonic as a darker figure. A more powerful, robust daddy type of figure.
Oh, God. Here we are once again.
Talking about Sonic the Hedgehog.
How did we get here?
This is not my beautiful hedgehog.
This is not my beautiful tails.
I was thinking, because I've been making a lot of wine memes recently.
Uh-huh. People have noticed.
I was thinking about doing one.
In case people were worried that I was in charge of the Instagram account.
No,
let's let it be known. It's all John.
When eventually it becomes extremely problematic, you will know that it is my fault.
Yeah, eventually.
I was thinking about doing an Instagram meme, labeling Sonic the Hedgehog Pinot Noir, Shadow, Trousseau, Knuckles, Plussard, and then Tails, Gamay. Then I'm going to shut down the Instagram account because all the comments are going to be like, this is my number, come sleep with me. It's going to be like, nah, I can't.
But what about Dr. Robotnik? Bordeaux blend?
Dr. Robotnik, actually, he is the hand of the winemaker, because honestly, Sonic, Shadow, and Knuckles would never have met each other if it weren't for Dr. Robotnik.
Can you remind me who Shadow is?
He's Sonic's evil twin who has rollerblades and a gun. He canonically, like, they all canonically fuck, but, like, Shadow is just, like, laying pipe.
Cool.
He skates. Sonic has like a bad Bart Simpson attitude.
Right, right, right.
But like Shadow's like, fuck you. Shadow's the only one who knows the curse words. Like Knuckles has heard someone say damn once.
Yeah.
And he repeated it to himself like 38 times.
Yeah.
And is like, damn. But Shadow knows all the curse words. And Sonic one time heard someone say butt.
Yeah.
Again, so like, if
this
you
is
like
the best 3 minutes of Discord,
if you like, if you like Shadow, you are definitely not a baby because you know all the bad words.
Oh boy,
Tails thinks voting is a bad word because adults do it. If you're a Tails fan, stop listening to this podcast. You're a baby.
I also love that Tails like has three tails and no one ever talks about it. I mean, I guess that's how it gets his name.
It's his name, dude.
So like, that's it. It's like, what up, Tails? It's like, yeah, I have three tails.
Well, that's
talk about this for a second.
That's how Spanish people give each other nicknames,
right?
Like, I a Spanish friend is like, what do you call your friends who are blind? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I would never be friends with a blind person.
They have designated like names for everyone with like any kind of issue.
Right.
It's like, oh, your friend who's missing an arm. Like, what the fuck?
Well, it's like Burger King's Kids Club, you know?
We talk about this every fucking episode.
It was a cool thing to do to like give people nicknames based on their disabilities.
Yeah. And then Knuckles can help this. Knuckles are really big.
Yeah. Is that like a trait of...
Echidnas?
Echidnas?
They lay eggs.
Oh, cool.
I don't know why his knuckles are big. They lay eggs. They also don't have dreadlocks because he's appropriating that cult. Well, yeah. The Chaos Emeralds are from an island.
Oh.
Angel Island. And I actually think there's a lot of angels in Jamaica. So maybe he's cool.
You really turned that one around.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I like to think of Jamaicans as angels.
Great. Well, Jamaican me crazy. So... I'm the only person who ever thought of that.
That's a crazy thing, man.
Yeah. I need more wine.
Yeah, I need this wine. I'm loving this wine.
Can we talk about how this wine had the bad wax?
The bad wax is so bad.
If people don't know what I mean, it's like sometimes like for wine they put wax on it, and I get it. It looks cool.
I don't like the wax unless it's the good soft wax.
The soft wax rules. It comes off right away. The bad wax... turns into a rock.
Yes.
And you have to kill it with a knife to get the wine.
It's so bad.
It's like you have to tell the wax a riddle Or no, you have to answer a riddle. It won't answer your riddle for you. No. You have to answer its riddle, and then it will allow you to have the wine. Don't do the bad wax.
Don't do the bad wax. I've seen people like, oh, just dip the neck in boiling water. I'm like, who do you think I am?
I need this wine now or I'll die.
Like, I have boiling water in my house. What is this? An apothecary shop? I
haven't paid my gas bill in months. I just need to get drunk and fall asleep. Give me the wine.
And this is deli-
So this guy, if I haven't said this already, farming organic, not certified, doing good things. Definitely not natural. Like,
oh, he's actually he doesn't do his cellar work is like
his cellar work is like good, great cellar work. Like not doing much, but like clean. No sulfite statements, nothing like that. Not that that matters, but like it matters to some people. It matters. I don't know how much sulfites are in here. With Rosenthal wines, I assume the farming is impeccable, the wine is clean, and nothing else matters to them.
No.
And I'm okay with that. Because
I think
the wine is almost always great.
I think it's probably a very low sulfite dose.
Sure.
Obviously, because it has to fit within organic farming. I can't really give a shit about sulfites anymore. Like, it's like, you know, it's like an artist palette. Like, do what you fucking do. I was actually, I was talking to some winemakers recently, because I do that. And they were like people very heart in their sleeve, conventional winemakers. And just hearing what the palette of things conventional winemakers can do to a wine is that, like, if you are willing to eschew even a couple of those things, you are presenting a radically different wine.
And I wonder if that's the point,
like I keep on thinking,
are we throwing the baby out with the bathwater? Like, is it that important that, like, is there that big of a difference between 20 parts per million and 0 parts per million and
no.
80 parts per million?
Well, like, no one has a 0 parts per million wine because the grapes naturally have them.
Fuck that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I do, bitch.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know that I care about having that argument anymore.
I know who's going to slide in my DMs about this, and you, go fuck yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
No, but, like, just, like, hearing about, like, chaptalization still happens a lot.
Yeah.
Or, like acid correction or, like, you know, all this shit. It's like
adding water
or
adding enzymes.
And it's like, hey, you know what? Or, like, starting spontaneous and, like, ending with, like, a cultured yeast. It's like, you'd fucking do a spontaneous fermentation or you don't do a spontaneous fermentation. But, like, I mean, like.
But it also, it's like,
there's so much you can do. And, like, I know our winemaker fans are screaming at the top of their tiny lungs because their lungs are so small. Because they're little ones. They're borrowers. Get out of my zone.
Wow.
But, like, there's so many things you can do to wine. And if, like, if you're willing to get rid of a lot of them, but you're not willing to get rid of, like, the thing that preserves your wine and makes it the crystal clear, I don't give a fucking shit anymore.
I just want to see transparency, right? Like, I want to know what you're doing, and I want to taste what you're doing in the wine.
None of this bullshit red wine. We want to be transparent as shit. But I want Coke Zero of wine.
Not Cherry Coke Zero. No, I think, like, both, like, Trousseau and Poussard are two really cool grapes because they're light, they're easy to drink, and they're, like, they express what's happened to them very easily. Like,
well, Trousseau's boozy.
Yeah.
Trousseau likes to fuck you up.
It's sort of sneaky that way.
Yeah.
But it's still light. Like, I mean, like,
unlike most wine, which doesn't want you drunk.
Pinot Noir was, like, introduced the Jura to make Poussard and Trousseau, like, darker. Like, it was there to blend into these because they were so fucking light. Although, honestly, this is a little bit richer than I expected it to be.
It is. It's richer than you expected it to be, but, like, only in comparison to other Jura reds.
Yes.
Like, in comparison to wine from everywhere else, you're like, is this a Sauvignon Blanc?
Almost.
I like both these wines.
You know what? At the end of the day, Trousseau, thumbs up.
Yeah. Trousseau, true yes.
Shall we do a shot in the dark? Do we have a final thought on Trousseau?
I think my final thought...
That's just a bomb going off in the other
one.
That's cool.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. 9/11 protocol, engage. I think that Trousseau is really good. I think that wines from the Jura are like fucking lovely. And I think we have to come back. We should actually drink some Bastardo soon.
Yeah.
I know a couple good bottles that I couldn't find because they were out of stock at some places I like. Mm-hmm. That we should look. We should actually do a Trousseau Revisited.
Okay.
Because Spanish Trousseau is really interesting.
Yeah.
There's a commonality between these two, which is that.
Yeah, there is. It's. Oh, you go on. Didn't mean to interrupt.
The mossy note is really common in both. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a certain, like. They're hick wines, aren't they? Like, urbanites love them. Like urbanites love trucker hats and ironic
Chick-fil-A.
Ironic Chick-fil-A-ing. But these Chick-fil-A-giating.
No, I think the thing, the commonality between these two wines is that there is acid, but the fruit is more dominant than the acid mm-hmm. in both of them. And it's different fruit in both cases. It's red fruit versus stone fruit, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But like in both cases, there's like the fruit is dominating and then like, oh yeah, and there's acid under it, which mm-hmm. is nice. But the acid is not screaming. It's not racy. It's not any of that bullshit. It's like it's supporting,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like taking the center stage.
They're both food wines.
Yeah.
They're both wines that like would be happy if you ignored them too.
Yeah.
Which is, I love it when a wine like knows its fucking place.
Be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tell all my wines. I think they're both lovely. I think Trousseau is, I've always thought I like Blussard better, and I still do. But like, I've had a lot of bad Trousseaus recently, I feel.
Weird.
And this is nice for me, but oh yeah, Trousseau can get it.
Yeah. Trousseau, we haven't forgotten you. We shall return.
The truest so
is the so that you true inside yourself.
Thank God you finished that for me, man.
You're welcome, man. I'm here for you.
You could see I was just like,
I saw a look of fear pass across your face.
I had the ghost eyes. Like. Also, I do believe in ghosts now. We're not talking about this in the podcast, but I had an experience. We'll talk about it next time.
Wow, that's what a cliffhanger. You gotta tune into season 4 to find out, everybody.
Tune into the next season to find out about my paranormal experience.
This is like an episode of Riverdale.
My sexy paranormal experience.
All right, we'll be
it's
right
in stereo. And we're back. It's disgorgeous.
It's dislovely. I was thinking about how, like, when we started this podcast, we would just, like, drink everything in front of us. And now we've, like, left, like, a glass in both bottles.
We're going to drink those when we play Smash Brothers later.
Sure. But, like, we've just, like, really matured. I don't want to, like, say we've matured as people.
We still.
This is something that, 3 seasons in, we're adults now. Like, we have a 401k.
Oh, hey, what are your thoughts on the last season we did, man? What's your final thoughts on the season?
Honestly, I could have used more dumb one. Duck kind of like ran amok, if you will.
Yeah, it was ran a ducking.
I feel like we could have had more pop-ins from Casey and Emma.
I wanted them to do an episode where they pretend to be us.
Yeah.
But they've both betrayed me.
Yeah, they've betrayed us.
Isn't that just like a lady?
Wow.
Just like a woman.
These
to stab you in the back.
Aren't loyal, you know? And that's something that I've heard from a singer who's canceled.
Wait, did you not hear my Bob Dylan impression?
Yeah, I kept talking.
I can do it again.
I'm good.
Okay.
I prefer your Jacob Dylan.
Well, my uncle dated Jacob Dylan's sister.
I think you may have told me that once. Wouldn't it be funny if you were like, hey, I'm a Dylan impersonator, like, cool, Bob Dylan? You're like, nah.
Yeah.
Jacob.
This do
just play that one song. Over and over
I got again. A fucking dying broken heart disease. something. I'll do. I think you wanna see the Morgan bleed.
I like how you were like, let's go right into the verse, the part everyone loves the best about that song.
It's my favorite Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
One headlight, the best.
Honestly, like, what a lyricist.
Vision Joanna, one headlight.
Drops of Jupiter.
Yep.
Drops of Jupiter is definitely my favorite Dylan song.
Honestly, I love it.
Drops of Jupiter in
my head.
That's pretty good. I mean, yeah.
Now she's back from the soul vacation.
Should we do this?
No.
Hey, is this a shot in the dark? We're doing real something good. This is Far North 100% rye whiskey. Nothing but rye.
Nothing but rye.
No malted barley. No corn.
Honestly, barley?
None.
Barley sucks.
More like Farley.
Chris Farley, who's dead.
Dead.
Which is what I wish barley was.
Yeah.
Dead from a heroin overdose.
Yep. This is all rye, as in fly. Which we're bringing back. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a pleasure to do.
Hey, oh, yeah, it's good.
Now, if you're a cop and you're listening to this,
yep.
Fuck you.
Oh, man.
This is giving me some power.
Yeah, John's got the whiskey in him.
Yeah, man.
Popping off.
I got that whiskey dick, as they say.
You know, it's fun. I love rye whiskey. Oh, that's from Far North.
I love Rye Playland, rye. the playground, the amusement park near Cornwall, New York.
I've driven past that before.
My friend Matt Kelly shot himself in the finger with a BB gun there and was asked to never return again. They said, please never come back. Now we're back from our soul vacation.
So we did the shot of whiskey.
Now she's back from that soul vacation, drizzling away through the constellation. Hey!
It's amazing how, I said this before, but how dark this looks compared to the Trousseau.
Yep.
It's very purple black.
What we're actually having is that perp, that Texas oil. We're having a glass of lean, my bitch.
Oh, that'd be fucking sick if you blinded me on lean.
Oh, we're doing a lean episode soon?
Oh, it's Tussin. No question.
Yeah. Oh, that's Tussin. This got me fucked up on this Tussin, yo.
Oh, man.
I'm seeing fractals in this Tussin.
I think this is New World.
Okay.
It's New World or Spain.
Okay.
Fuck. The rye gave me like an anise note in my mouth. I can taste it.
Dog, that's how you know you're a millennial. You got that anise note in your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Did other generations just not eat ass? Is that, like, their thing?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine, like, being part of the greatest generation and not eating ass? And like
then, definitely not. But I think, like, the, like, 1850s, like, all holes barred, right?
The Quakes?
Yeah. Like, and definitely, like, in the 1600s, like, King Henry was, like, eating ass.
Imagine you just come back from World War II and, like, well, I'm not going to do anything cool. Later.
I feel like you came back from like Korea and you're like, wow, my wife blew me. That was crazy.
Yeah, that used to be erotic as opposed to just like, fuck, this again.
Anyway.
Honestly, nothing can make me come if there's not a picture of an echidna there. We talked about this, right?
Yeah, we've talked about
this.
Do
we cut that or not? Like,
probably not. I mean, Sonic. You talked about Sonic for a solid 15 minutes.
Can he get it?
Historically, every time that you've talked at length Answer about the question. Sonic, we've cut it.
Okay.
So I'm assuming we've cut it.
Can Sonic get it?
Sonic obviously gets it.
Tails, can he get it?
No, he's a baby.
Knuckles?
Probably
Anything
not.
He wants. Shadow?
I'm worried I'd wake up without a kidney.
Yeah, man. He's going to Columbine you. Definitely not get it. Just kidding. If you're like Shadow sliding these DMs, you got rollerblades and two guns.
All right, this wine tastes like smoke. It smells like smoke. It tastes like gunflint.
Can we just talk about how bad it would be if Shadow did DM me?
He's not real.
Thank God, because like he would do Matrix stuff to me. Go into bullet time and just like kiss me so hard.
I want to get out of this. I'm going to guess a wine.
I want to get off on this, dude.
I'm
it's a lot of thinking.
Etna.
It's Etna.
Is it Etna, really?
Oh.
Oh, fuck. I was going to guess Etna. Norella Mascalese. I guess it's dark for that, but I just thought smoke threw me off.
It's okay. It's hard, man.
All right, one more.
Dr. Robotnik get it?
Dr. Robotnik is married, and I don't break up homes, so no.
No, doctor is not, it's not like Mrs. Doctor.
You can't be a doctor unless you're married, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's probably true. Not in this city.
In It's definitely not Aetna. You're going to tell me no on
it's
that?
It's definitely Netna. Yetna. This is bad air, so just make a guess and we'll figure it out.
All right. Garnacha.
Okay. From where?
Spain.
Nope. It is a Malbec from Mendoza.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Fair. It's a fully biodynamic Mendoza.
Wow.
Yep.
You got me.
Yep.
That does not taste like Malbec to me right now.
No, it's okay, which is why it doesn't taste like a Malbec.
Yeah. There's like no candied, like, nasty RS fruit.
There's no that nasty RS fruit on this one.
Uh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
Cool. Well, I failed. Although they do speak Spanish there.
When you said Spain and New World, I was like...
Yeah, it's close.
I got my flight or fight reaction. You
got your druthers up.
All of my spikes poked out.
Your spider senses were tingling.
Whoa.
You gonna watch Endgame tomorrow? Oh, weird, I am.
Do you want to? Are you skipping work to do it?
Yeah, I'm going at 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I come?
You gotta buy a ticket. It's probably sold out now.
Well, I kind of want to go.
That's pretty cool. Did you watch Infinity War?
I watched.
Oh, you watched it with
the
me
bottom
here.
Half. Yeah, with you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just like Game of Thrones, but with superheroes.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
So thank you for our podcast, friends.
Thank you for our podcast.
If you love what we do, you can go to patreon.com/disgorgeous. Now, I've got to say, we've had our first fan cancel a subscription.
Oh, no.
Some motherfucker stopped giving us $5. Like, that will even stop us.
Should we kill them?
But... if I ever find you, I'll fucking kill you.
You know, they may have just, like, lost their credit card.
I don't know. I don't want to call them out, but...
was it Casey?
It was not Casey. Casey is still giving us money, and probably so.
Yeah. That's cool. We just need, like, 3 more people to subscribe to make up for it.
Honestly, if you're listening, like, should I subscribe? Think about it.
Oh, so this wasn't our best episode. Don't judge
it is our best episode. Fuck you, man.
I'm so sorry. Next week, we start our season 4.
May.
It's called May, and it stands for Muscadet. And we're going to do 4 weeks of Muscadet, and we don't know why, but we're going to do it. So
it made a lot of sense in like February, and now we're fucking locked into this.
Yeah.
But this is one of those stunts we pull to. So if you're a serious wine press,
if we love drama. Yeah. You know that about us.
We're not here to make friends.
We're messy, and. That's just who we are, and you've already known this.
If you are a wine writer and you want to see the real shit, the kind of stuff they don't show you in E! Magazine.
Or in Egypt.
Or in Egypt. Come on our podcast.
Yeah.
Why don't you write a profile about us in your magazine?
Yeah, profile us.
What if we were on the cover of Time Magazine?
I mean, let's shoot for like People.
People magazine, there's a cover in the image.
Maybe like us.
These guys? Kind of creepy.
These guys definitely can't get it.
I think People magazine would put us in the solidly probably can get it category.
Might get it, but.
Might get it, won't tell your friends.
I'll take it.
All right. A great season, fans.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to call.
518-424-9208.
Is that really your number?
That's my phone number. Call us anytime you want.
We'll have to beep that out tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Bye. Disgorgeous.